Build the tools for effective advocacy with ACEC's new online course, Effective Government Engagement at the Local, State, and Federal Levels. Learn from active practitioners in the fields of advocacy, communications, and lobbying on how you can create change and stand out in today's hectic policy environment. Register today for this 5-session online course beginning March 2nd. Learn more by visiting our website at acec.org.
Welcome to another edition of Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. This week is Engineers Week 2021. It's a time where we can spend to really focus in on the essential value of engineering to society, the value that our members provide to all areas of society, public sector, private sector, what you see in the built environment, everything comes down back to engineering. And we wanted to put a spotlight on some of our future leaders in the industry. And we have a panel of some of our most recent scholarship winners. We have Alicia Stidham, we have Teresa Magana, and we have Matthew Schumacher. And together, they have kind of shown themselves as future leaders and were awarded ACEC scholarships for their work. Kind of want to go around the panel here, starting off with Alicia, to kind of give yourself a little bit of an introduction and tell us, where you're studying, the scholarship that you got, and what you really are looking forward to in the engineering profession. Alicia, kick it off.
Hi, thank you. My name is Alicia Stidham. I actually currently just graduated from Lawrence Technological University in Michigan. I graduated with my master's degree in civil engineering with a focus on transportation engineering. I currently work full-time for OHM Advisors here out of our Auburn Hills, Michigan office. Mm-hmm. Where I do municipal engineering work. And I've kind of been able to, with that position and with what I've learned throughout my undergraduate and graduate degree, get a taste for all the different types of work that civil engineers have the opportunity to do. And I think where I want to go with my career is with a focus on asset management and master planning. I really enjoy rehabilitation of what's currently existing and those challenges that are ever pressing now more than they have been. And so can't wait to see where that takes me.
That's great. And Teresa?
Well, hi, I'm Teresa. I recently graduated from Sac State with my bachelor's in civil, and now I'm doing my master's in geotechnical engineering at UC Davis. I decided to pursue geotechnical based on my past participation in ASCE's GeoWall project and competition, and mainly through my participation in the local CalGeo chapters here in California. I believe I won the ACEC California and the National Scholarship, mm-hmm. So that really helped me fund my entire master's program here at UC Davis. I graduate, I expect to work for some geotechnical firm privately here in Colorado.
Awesome. And Matthew, how about yourself?
I'm Matthew Schumacher, and I'm the winner of the Lennox Nishimura Scholarship. I'm currently a fifth-year BSMS student. I'll be graduating in the spring from Northeastern University. I'm from the Boston area, specifically Maynard, Massachusetts, and my degree is in transportation concentration, and from within that, I do primarily work in the transit and rail sector.
Great. You all have kind of a focus, or at least a basis, on civil and transportation to an extent, which is an exciting time now, given the fact that we could be, who knows, hopefully seeing a larger infrastructure bill come down the line in the coming months. And hopefully that is a long-term bill, which provides a level of investment that enables our industry to, you know, put some projects together that are really going to be beneficial to the nation. But at the same time, I think, you know, with Alicia, what you mentioned with asset management and planning, and also with transit and just the general scope of civil engineering, it's a time of change with the amount of technology that's out there and available to people to really transform the way that they design things, and then also the way that they can manage those designs for long term. What are some of the exciting things that you hope to get engaged with at the early part of your career, and kind of where do you see your role as an engineer changing in the near future? Alicia, let's start off with you.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is seeing how technology changes my current role. I've been at my company for almost 3 years now throughout school. And even though technology has already brought us so far, I think it's just gonna keep taking us further. And so I'm interested to see how my role compared to how it is now changes in the future.
Yeah. And Matthew, the transit space is something which is always a center for debate, especially from policymakers. I mean, what got you kind of involved with transit? What do you hope to accomplish in that field?
Yeah, transit, it's something, just a few years ago when I was in high school, I became interested in, and, because I think it can bring some great solutions to social equity issues, sustainability and whatnot. And so that's sort of the part I want to get involved with. And of course, with the pandemic going on, who knows what the future can hold. And so I really want to look at how can we use technology to improve the transit's reach, reliability, convenience, but also who knows what may happen. So just be flexible and just really keep up with the industry and see where things may lie.
And Teresa, from the geotechnical side of things, how has technology impacted or affected your specialization in engineering from kind of where you started off with your studies and where you see things going in that particular field?
When I started, my research within geotechnical engineering, I just saw it as doing special projects. But then here at UC Davis, we have the huge centrifuge that the researchers here use for really complex modeling. I know that will help us, especially since geotechnical engineering is a relatively new field within civil. There is still so much research that can be done to better characterize the soil and implement those in some special projects.
Absolutely. I think one of the interesting things that the ACEC Research Institute in its recent study, which was the economic contribution of engineering to the country, it took a look at the definitions of engineering, and it kind of outlaid, okay, this is the AE industry. And the more we looked at it, the more we realized it's almost like it's more the engineering and related design industry, because under each of the codes that they kind of classify our industry under, we saw crossover. ACEC is an organization. We have architectural engineers, and then we also have your civil engineers, the people who you normally think of as, the structural civil engineers. But then you also get into these other areas of testing and modeling and more of the scientific applications of engineering. And I think the point that you just made, Teresa, on, UC Davis's centrifuge for modeling and soil sampling, it kind of shows how diversified the industry has become. Do you kind of view yourselves now, in your early stages of your careers and your studies as in that one specialization of engineering, or do you think that over time you're going to be more of a generalist because of the way that the profession is growing and the way that you know engineers are being asked to take on additional challenges. Down the line, I know it's hard to prognosticate down the line, but do you see yourself as potentially expanding beyond what you thought you were initially going to study and focus in on, and then find yourself doing something that's a little bit more broad? Matthew, what do you think about that?
Yeah, at this stage of my career, I'm keeping myself, I know trans and rail is very specific, but I'm trying to keep myself broad and really learn, because there's a lot of people who have a lot of experience in this field that may be retiring soon, and just try to soak up as much of that information as I can. But definitely going forward, I think eventually I will specialize into some sort of technical field. But of course, you never know where your path may lead. I could end up in a completely different industry than I am starting with.
Yeah. Alicia, I know that you've been with the firm for 3 years. I mean, looking and seeing what's going on at the firm and how people are kind of positioned within it. Where do you see, your career track developing?
Yeah, I currently see a huge coordination between our multiple discipline departments, which I think that's exactly where the industry has been and is going. That coordination is critical to success on these infrastructure projects. And I can one day be doing a stream bank restoration project, to another day be doing a road project. And it's a huge variation that I really enjoy and I think is valuable to the profession.
And Teresa, since you've had the direct exposure to for that piece of scientific equipment at UC Davis, where do you see that progression going in geotechnical?
So far in my classes, I just started at UC Davis this last fall. I've seen my peers use it for a lot of earthquake applications, especially in sites in the Bay Area here in California. On top of that, within my specialized program that I've created for myself, I've taken other geology classes. So I might see myself also working in rock and geotechnical engineering instead of soil, as what's most common.
Yeah. And I think that's a good set of experience, because to Alicia's point also, our grand conceptor from not this year but the year prior was a large scale infrastructure project in Seattle from WSP, where they essentially took the what they considered the aqueduct. It was, an elevated roadway that was in a seismic zone, and they put it into a tunnel, and they pretty much opened up the entire Seattle waterfront for renewal and redevelopment. And one of the things that was interesting there, it wasn't just the design of the actual tunnel, but it was all of the modeling work, all the seismic work, everything that went along with it to really create a collaborative project that was both civil, and then also you also had the seismic modeling, the rock sampling, everything coming together, creating this large project. And I think it shows how multidisciplinary the field's becoming. You're all either entering the career stage of your lives, or you're still within your professional studies, but it all comes down, and again, this is Engineers Week. What really got you engaged with this? What made you decide that engineering was going to be the profession for you? Teresa?
I kind of had a bit of a head start with my mom working in Caltrans, so I had that background going for me. Mm-hmm. So when I started at Civil at Sac State, I really didn't know what I wanted to do until I got a little bit of exposure through the clubs here, the academic clubs. Mm-hmm. I participated in about like 5 or so clubs here. But what really attracted me, especially to geotechnical engineering, was the problem solving aspect of it and how creative you can be with the whole process. I know with my homeworks in my graduate studies, there really is no right answer. You can just have your assumptions, be sure to back them up, and then just follow the process with those assumptions and your engineering estimations and whatnot to get to that answer.
Absolutely. That kind of goes to the idea of the engineer being a problem solver and more of a trusted advisor for their clients, that, you know, it's a question of approaching a complex problem with an innovative solution and just applying the ability of applying those skills, that skill set to accomplish a goal. Alicia, what made you find engineering as your home?
So for me, I originally was looking at going into architecture. Mm-hmm. I was pretty set on that almost up until I graduated high school. And then when it came around time to start applying to programs, my mom kind of slipped in, hey, you should check out what engineering's all about. So I did some research, and it turned out that I found engineering would be a better fit for me just due to the more complex problem solving, in my opinion. I was really heavily interested in physics and math in high school, so I figured engineering would be a better fit for me. And then what really drove the engineering architecture route for me was I love the outdoors, and I love the fact that you can get involved with your community in engineering or architecture. And so that kind of sealed the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the one thing we hear from a lot of our executives too. It's, you know, that idea of being able to improve the community where you live, or at least, you know, being able to benefit your state or your region and make things better, which is a driving kind of force behind, you know, why our members got engaged to begin with. Matt, how about yourself?
Yeah, I think where my interest in transportation began was just traveling, because my family travels a lot. And, you know, one of the key moments I always think of is my family took a trip to London, and just the subway network, at least to me, was just it was huge. It was expansive. And learning how to get around that way was something that was completely new to me. And, you know, since then, I've gone to other cities and seen how they were laid out. And so I was interested in seeing how I could take that transportation interest and apply it to engineering. But I actually came in undeclared engineering into university. I eventually went with civil after talking with various companies in the area, you know, people who worked on these projects, and they shared their experiences. And it was really great to hear that. And it really sparked my interest, which is where I am today. And so, you know, nowadays I walk down the street, and seemingly things you wouldn't really think about on the streetscape. You know, I notice things with traffic lights and whatnot. And that's something I really enjoy about transportation engineering is, you know, it's something that affects everybody's lives. It's something that everybody does on a daily basis. And so I, you know, very simple things that can have a huge impact on people's lives. And I really enjoy that aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, mobility is a changing term, and the way that we get around is changing by the day, it seems. And having that ability to influence how people get from point A to point B, and how society is connected through those transportation networks, it's you know, you can have a lasting impact on a city or your region, you know, through the work that you're doing. So that's a really good observation. You know, looking at, you know, your education, going through, you know, the universities, going through your bachelor's or master's programs, getting the technical skill. The one thing that, you know, we've talked about is, you know, the institutes talk about it in you know, what in the future of engineering, kind of sense of what will the future engineer be? And there's been a discussion about that, you know, having a little bit more of an expansive education potentially that it does include, you know, some of the business side of things. Because it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, you have a fantastic technical specialization and skill that you gain at the university level. But on the business side, the actual how do you, you know, manage projects, or how do you look at working in a firm, things of that nature, you know, that's not covered as much or at all. In your experience, you know, was there any thought given in your studies about the business side of engineering? Let's kick that to Alicia.
So going through school, I can't say there was a heavy focus on exactly what you're referencing, the business side of what we do. I don't think that when I was going into engineering, I realized that there would be such a big difference between my schooling and then what I actually started out doing, which is, I guess, exactly where this question is prompted from. Mm-hmm. And I think looking back on things, I would love if there was a business side, you know, maybe whether it's a couple classes or even a concentration added to our degree, but that definitely would have been really helpful. And even on the field work side of things, there wasn't a heavy focus on that either, which if I could have had a head start on field work or how you inspect jobs before going into the profession, that would have been really beneficial.
Yeah. And Teresa, has that been your experience as well?
At Sac State, as seniors, we take our senior design class. And through that, we had a transportation project where we had to deal with made a proposal report with some 30% designs or something. But that is how much, I think that's to the extent of the business aspect of engineering I got from undergrad. But and at UC Davis, and this is specific to the geotechnical program, the capstone course that I am taking, it encompasses a lot of the business aspect of geotechnical engineering and engineering in general, as far as dealing with clients and dealing with your boss or people who work under you, just to get a really efficient system going.
Yeah, that's good. Matthew, how about yourself?
Yeah, I definitely agree that within my schoolwork and classwork, I definitely haven't got as much of the business aspect. I am thankful that I have been able to do a couple internships and work at companies where you can see that firsthand, work with the client and get a better understanding. But I've also been sort of interested by myself, you know, looking at how these projects get done in the real world. And, you know, as I move forward in my career, that's one of those things that I'm definitely going to be studying a lot about.
And that, I guess, naturally kind of ties into what, you know, we're all about here at ACEC, because I think that you know, having that educational resource to be able to provide you with some you know, either the Young Professionals program or, you know, the extended learning programs through our Business Resources and Education, our coalitions, you know, it's a great opportunity to, you know, figure out that business angle of your chosen specializations. As you move forward in your careers, you know, Alicia now with a firm and Teresa and Matthew, you know, with your studies, are you looking at getting engaged with ACEC moving forward?
Yeah, I definitely want to get more involved. You know, as part of my learn as much as I can, I think getting involved with an organization such as ACEC is definitely very beneficial. You know, to have those connections and really see what what's at the forefront of the industry.
Absolutely. Alicia.
Yeah, I think young professionals groups is something I've had a little bit of experience with through other organizations. And it's something that I definitely like to get involved with through ACEC. And maybe that would even, like you were saying, provide some of that gap that you don't get in school. You could get it in the organization.
Yeah. And Teresa, I know we have our geotechnical coalition is a pretty active group. Have you explored that with ACEC at all?
Not specifically. That's it's new to here for me, but that would be very interesting. I know in school I've been involved in clubs like every year, multiple clubs, and I would like to keep that going with these organizations once I start my career.
Well, I can tell you that we'd love to have each and every one of you as members, because and you're, you know, generally through your firms or where you end up, the firm itself as a member, and then of course the employees within the firm can take advantage of it. It's that bridge to keep you both up to date on business trends, and then also provide those resources for networking and the business side that, you know, it's but really, honestly, it's the same thing. I mean, I'm not an engineer. I lack the math acuity and the ability to actually do that. My grandfather was an electrical engineer, and I remember talking to him a lot about things. And I just, it's like it's a left brain, right brain thing, truly. But, you know, even in my area of study, which was in the social sciences, there wasn't a business aspect to it. You were taught the actual field that you were going into. And it was only until you actually graduated did you realize that you had this entire other part of life that you had to kind of fill in. But there are, that's the benefit of groups like ACEC, is that they can provide that bridge into success from a professional standpoint. So, you know, we do hope that you all stay involved with ACEC, that you do take advantage of the programs and services that we offer. But I guess, you know, again, you know, tying it back to Engineers Week, to kind of round off the interview, let's take a look again at kind of the future and kind of like what you hope to achieve. You know, let's look 20 years down the line. I know it's a long time to look, but never hurts to have a little fun with it. Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself 20 years from now? And you know, if you haven't put any thought to it, let me know. But let's kick it off with Matthew. Where do you see your future?
I'm hoping to be you know, say a project manager at a national level. You know, have the technical background. You know, done the years of design, and be able to work on these larger projects, provide technical advice to them, but be on the forefront of implementing new technologies into transit and rail projects, and you know, just being an asset to projects across the country and have that reach, I think would be wonderful. To say that I've been able to make life, not just in, because I've worked primarily in the city I am, but just across the country, mm-hmm. I think would be great.
Great. Alicia?
I would love to be able to solve our degrading infrastructure forefront issue. Mm-hmm. That's realistic because obviously it's a continuing cycle. I don't know if we would be able to get there, but that would be my ideal position 20 years out from now.
We hope that you can do that because we need to have engineers like you and your colleagues in the industry to not only just recondition and rebuild our infrastructure, but build the infrastructure that's going to sustain future development. And that's been a long-term goal for the United States. And it's something that we've been working on. I was working on when I was a staffer on the Hill. It's something that we're advocating for, but voices like yours are important because it shows that, you know, this is a long-term goal. And it's the kind of thing that we need young professionals to be focused in on and keep on pushing the old guard forward to actually get done. So we look forward to seeing what you're going to do in that area. And Teresa, where do you see yourself?
Well, as far as my career in industry, it's similar to Matthew. I do kind of want a project managing position because I seem to really like that type of work from being in officer positions, like almost all 4 years of undergrad. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I would really like to get involved in engineering education, mm-hmm. try to give back and inspire more students that are in the undergrad level.
That's great, because we definitely need to attract and retain talent. That's the most important thing, is to make sure that people who join the profession stay in the profession and keep solving those complex challenges, and those challenges are only going to get more complex as the years go on. But I really, really thank you all for joining us today. Alicia Stidham, Matthew Shoemaker, and Teresa Magana, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Congratulations to all of you for receiving scholarships, and congratulations for what you've accomplished so far, and we wish you nothing but the best and brightest future for each and every one of you. So thank you again for taking part in our podcast today.
Thank you.
And with that, we will wrap up the show. And again, this has been Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. We'll see you next time.
Build the tools for effective advocacy with ACEC's new online course, Effective Government Engagement at the Local, State, and Federal Levels. Learn from active practitioners in the fields of advocacy, communications, and lobbying on how you can create change and stand out in today's hectic policy environment. Register today for this 5-session online course beginning March 2nd. Learn more by visiting our website at acec.org.